Good morning, Rabbi Isai.
Good morning.
The Mechaber says, Noihagin Shloi Listaper Ad Lamed Gimel, that the minig is not to shave for those who shave, or not to have a haircut for those who have haircuts, until Lamed Gimel. Sha'omrim, he says, Sha'omrim, Sha'os Pasku Lamos, that the Talmidim of Rav Akiva ended dying, so for the last five Talmidim who survived, and again, that's subject of a shir. We've had people speaking about exactly, Rabbi Weinberg spoke yesterday, exactly what is the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what's the Simcha of today, and the Ramos Yotzeit as well. We came to that. And the Mechaber says, V'ein yistaper ad yom lamed dalad baboike. According to the Mechaber, you cannot shave until, you cannot have a haircut until tomorrow morning. That means the whole of Lamed Gimel is Bichlal, according to the Mechaber. The Rimor says, Uvimdino Seilu, and in our Eastern Europe countries, Ein Noyag in Kedvorov, we're not Noyag like the Mechaber says, to wait for Lamed Gimel ve Lamed Gimel Bichlal, but he says, Ela Mistaprim Biyoim Lamed Gimel, that you could start having a haircut this morning from 5:30 onwards. Yeah, this morning from 5:30, you could have a haircut. Those who shave, trim their beards, whatever it is, you could do so from this morning. And as the what's called says, the Mishbura says, Ad Lamed Gimel Boimel, Ad Vad Bichlal, Vahaynu Ad Lamed Gimel Yom Mishleimim, according to the Sfaradim. And I think that's the halacha that they keep. But then, according to the Ashkenazim, you could already have a haircut from today.
Why is it from Netz, not
Dalit? Pardon? Why from Netz, not Dalit? I don't know. Why is it from Netz? Who says it's from Netz? I was told 5:30. That was what's called according to somebody who passed an aloha yesterday. He just mentioned the time 5:30. Is 5:30 Netz?
Yeah,
it should be from Aloy Sajacha. Yes. Yes.
I think it's a surprise on it.
No, but on the Shiva, that's because it's the seventh day, and you want Miktsas Yom Kekulot. Well, we're not saying a Lama Dalad that is Miktsas Yom Kekulot, that Lama Gimel will Miktsas Yom Kekulot, are we?
I think that's what you're saying.
What?
I think that's what you're saying.
Maybe. I think the argument is when they stop dying. If you have a look at the Mishnah Berurah says that the. Oh, I'll have to find it. Top side of Gimel.
Why did you start last night then?
Well,
I'm
saying it could have been last night already. That's very interesting.
I think maybe I'm wrong, but I think
it's very good. Mistaprim Biyoim Lamed Gimel, says the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah.
Ches, Sfirlei de Biyoim Lamed Gimel, Poskul Legamrei Milomus.
Okay.
Which means that you don't have to keep Lamed Gimel at all, according to that. Yeah,
okay.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. So we look at the Yud. What does he say that? B'shem the Gro.
Oh, sure.
So I don't know. Yeah, he says here. Sharon Charles
so
Pascu.
They stop dying on the 32nd day.
What?
So they stop dying on the 32nd day.
He says Efsha to Ika Hafsoka Hoya B'Yom Lamed Gimel, or B'Yom Lamed Dalad Meisu Rak Maot. Don't know. Chweisnisht. Oh, they're obvious here. Maybe we could help us. Was there an inyan to wait this morning till Nates, rather than from Alois Hashacha to have a haircut or a beard? What? Why Nates? And if Nates, why Nates? Yeah, is it like the last day of a shiva?
Wouldn't know that they stop dying until the end of the day.
The Mishnah Berurah says that we take on. The Mishnah Berurah says we take on that they stop dying at the end of day 32.
Obviously, otherwise you couldn't keep the whole of Lag
Boimer. So if it's whole of Lag Boimer, does that start from Nates or does that start from Alois Hashachar?
Or does it start from Nacht? Or does it start from Nacht?
What?
Or does it start from Nacht?
What about last night?
Last night is not, they were still dying.
Why not last night? No. If it says that they stopped dying on Yom Lamed Gimel, did they carry on dying during the night as well? I don't know. Okay, Tzorichin. Anyway, it's too late now. if somebody is an Ashkenazi and he wants to have a haircut or a trim his beard today, then it should be okay. I'll be alocha from now onwards.
Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Lag Ba'omer, Yud Ches Iyar, 5th of July, Reina Rav, Rav Meir, Zev, Rappaport, Shlita, Rav of Imre Shefer, in Yonah Dioma. This is the sponsor by family Wiesenfeld, in Nishmas of Rafran, Fischl, Ben Rabbi Yod, Ariye, Zichron of Rocha, Rav Fischl, Dick, Zichron of Rocha of Antwerp, Ziyatzah, the 21st of Iya, and anonymously, Lefus, the first name of Nachman Reisha Ben Chaya Sora, and Shlomo Ben Bela, Besar Shorah, Chodi Yisrael. But in the Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Rabbi Yosef Dor Ben, Rabbi Shimon Michal Tzvi Itzkovitz, Zichrono Lebrocha.
Birshus Kol HaKol HaKodesh Hazeh. I'd like to speak a little bit about Inyon HaDiyoymo, which is like Bo'imo, obviously. But I'd also like to address, as I'm speaking here to Ponim El Ponim, to locals, I'd also like to address current affairs, the terrible, terrible anti-Semitic attack that took place here, mamash, in our neighborhood, in our shchuna, which obviously the Rebbeinu Shloim is sending us a message and obviously shaking us up. I'd like to address a little bit this this inyan. We know, unfortunately, that a person came along and he pulled out a knife and he nebuch attacked two Tayre Yidden. It's Hashem, they should have a refuah shleima. And we were all shocked. We also know that the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, and the Chief of Police, Police Commissioner, they came and they were attentive and they listened, and they had a meeting with Hatzolah, with Shomrim. I know that the Prime Minister was very receptive. He listened and he promised, etc., etc. And we also know that outside, both when the Police Commissioner were here and when the Prime Minister was here, there was people came, mostly not from our neighbourhood, they came from elsewhere, and they voiced their displeasure, their opposition, made afghana. So it occurred to me, mention a vote from last week's parsha. We have the story of the Megadif. Now, what's the story of the Megadif? The Torah tells us, Vayetze Ben Isha Yisraelis v'hu Ben Ish Mitzri. Vayinotze b'machane. There was a fight. Rashi tells us what was the discussion, what was the fight about. So Rashi brings, as we know, two Jews, three views. Rashi brings three views here. Meichon yotzo, Reb Levi Omar Moilomo yotzo, Reb Rechi Omar Miparsha Shalemalo yotzo, that he scoffed and he mocked the Lechem Aponim, etc. And then we have a third pshat, Umasnito Omro. Why? What's the Masnito say, pshat? Based on what? Because it says, Vayinotzu b'machane. Their faribul, their fight, was something to do with the camp. So, what was the fight about? Mi beis dinu shel Moshe yotze mechuyov. He was taken to a court case. He wanted to pitch his tent in the camp of Don, Shevet Don. And they said to him, you don't belong here. So he said, my mother's from Shevet Don, so I do belong here. They said to him, no. Yishal digloi bo'isus lebeis avoisom. We follow the father's home regarding the camps. So he went into the Din Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin, and he came out, he lost the Din Torah. What happened? He was Megadef. He blasphemed. He cursed the name of Hashem. That's the story. Now, why was he cursing the Rabbeinu Shloimeh? Was he cursing the Rabbeinu Shloimeh? If he had a faribul with somebody, if there was some kanoi, some person whose head is held high and says, you can't be a member in our congregation, you don't belong here, pasnish that you should be here, then he should be cursing Yenem. He should be cursing the person he had a fight with, not the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. Why is he cursing the Rabbeinu Shloimeh? What did the Rabbeinu Shloimeh do wrong? That's one question. Also, where was he till now? Where was the Megadef till now? Where was he? So my oldest son suggested Now, presumably he was with Erev Rav. We know that each Shevet camped in a specific place. Presumably, the Megadda, if he was with Erev Rav, his father was a Mitzri, so he didn't belong to any specific Shevet. So he was with Erev Rav. The question, though, is, if so, why did he suddenly decide he wants to live in Shevet Dom? What, he wants to move to Hechre Fenster, to Hechre Fenster suddenly now? Decided suddenly, I want to move into... Sorry? Huh? So why till now? What happened till now? Was the Geshem busy still? What?
It's Kliege
geworden. Yeah. He came to his senses, maybe. So there's a gewaldic revolt from the Pon of Yofos. That floor, aside from writing on the Gemara, he also wrote a Pirush on Chumish called the Pon of Yofos. The Pon of Yofos says a gewaldic zach. He says like this. He says, he proves that chronologically this story of the Megadeif was the same time as the Mekoshish. Now, those who hold it was the same time as the Mekoshish. The Megadeif and the Mekoshish actually took place after Parshas Koirach, after the whole story of Koirach. Now, who was this Megadeif? Well, we know his mother was Shlomis Bas Divri, and like Rashi tells us, Bishem Chazal, Shloimis Bas Divri, what's Shloimis? She's called Shloimis because she was a shmuzer. Every person she started saying hello to, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. So the Mitzri saw her as easy bait to act immorally with her because she was a Dabronis, Bas Divri. She was a shmuzer. And she didn't make sure to keep her guard. There was no protection that she made sure to keep herself. A person has to have boundaries, and if those boundaries aren't preserved, then chas v'shalom, it can lead to chet, it can lead to aveira. So she was shloimis, she was divri, she was dabronis, and this person, the megadeif, was an outcome of her and the mitzri. Which mitzri? The mitzri who Moshe Rabbeinu killed. Who was her husband, though? The first husband. So also states, Chazal, Dosson. Dosson was her husband. Dosson. And who was her brother? Aviram. So Dosson and Aviram were brothers-in-law. And when Moshe Rabbeinu went out on the second day and he sees two people fighting with each other, Rosh Shalom Asakariecho, who were they? Two brothers-in-law, Dosson and Aviram. Because when Dosom discovered what happened with his wife, Shlomis Bas Divri, he wanted to divorce her. So, her brother came to her defense and they were arguing about the get. As they statements for him. That's what they were arguing about. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Rosh Shalom Asakariecho. And that's when Dosom said to him, Halahorgeini Atoimekasher Horagdus Amitri, like you call the Mitzri. And the rest is history. Moshe Rabbeinu had to run away. Discuss soon about Tupshim by Yechai. Al Kolponim Ve'oifen, says the Ponim Yofos, this parsha actually took place after Parshas Koirach. Now, it was presumed, that the Megadeif was a son of Dosson. Dosson was from which Shevet? Shevet Reuven. So, you know where he lived till then? He lived by Shevet Reuven. He lived in the camp of Reuven. Because his father was Dosson, and it was presumed his father was Dosson, because Roiv Be'ilois Achara Baal. So the presumption was that Alpi Roiv, he's a son of Dosson. However, what happened to Dosson? Dosson was swallowed up with Adas Koirach. And the Torah tells us, says the Ponim Yofos, that not only Adas Koirach was swallowed up, but Heim, Unesheim, V'tapeyim. So his children would also have been swallowed up, Dosson's children. Funnily enough, surprisingly, the Megadeif survives and he doesn't get swallowed up. It's verified in his Barei Radovo that he's not a son of Dosson. So he doesn't belong in Shevet Reuven. So now, I don't know whether he left of his own volition or whether he was ousted of Shevet Reuven, of the camp of Shevet Reuven. But there he was. He was ousted from Shevet Reuven. Because now it's Barei Nishkan Zun von Dosson. He's a son of the Mitzri, obviously. So He's displaced. What do you say?
Brothers-in-law.
Sorry?
Brothers.
Yeah, this could be different. Could be a different. What? Bnei Eliyov. Yeah. I hear. Could be this. There's discussion of a different. I hear. I'll call Ponivoifen. So he's now displaced from Shevet Uve. So what does he do? So he goes and pitches himself by Shevet Don, pitches his tent in Shevet Don. But there's some do-gooders who think that they're better, and they also don't want him in Shevet Don. Some kanoim who think you don't belong, you can't become a member in our shul. You don't belong here, Mr. Chazun. You're not from Shevet Don. You're only your mother. So he suddenly realizes, he doesn't have a mokoy. Shevet Reuven, he doesn't belong. Shevet Don, he doesn't belong. And out of interest, the Beis Yitzchok says, and I'll just add my little poetic license over here. He goes to his mother and he says, so who's my father? Who's my father? She says, the mitzvah is your father. Can I meet him? Where is he? What happened to him? Moshe Rabbeinu killed him. How did he kill him? He killed him with the Shema Mefoirosh. He killed him with the Shema Hashem. See, he's Megadav, he curses the Shema Hashem, because that's what killed his father. But now, he suddenly feels he's displaced. Till now, he was sitting comfortably. He wasn't any the wiser. He was happy living in Shevet Reuven. And when he's ousted from Shevet Reuven, he thinks he can go live in Shevet Don, and he's ousted there also. And Plutzung Chapter, that he's in Golus. So what does a person do when he suddenly realizes he's in Golus? What is he meant to do when he realizes he's in Golus? He's meant to turn to the Rebbeinu Shloim and say, Rebbeinu Shloim, please help me. Ich bin doch in Golus. Please, ich darf a Yeshua. But he doesn't. He lets out from the stomach and he starts shouting and cursing. And he's Megadef Hashem. And instead of working in-house diplomatically, quietly to try and resolve the issue, he goes and he makes Afghana Barabim and he starts shouting and making Chil Hashem and being Megadev Hashem. That's what happened over here. And if I may give a little bit of Musa, I think that unfortunately some of us also never realize that we're in Golus. We're happily living here quietly. Boch Hashem ala menucha v'ala nachlo. We're living here amongst Boch Hashem. We have a house, we have a car, we have two cars, we've got our holidays booked. Al Sishen in Voil, and we forget we're in Golus. We've forgotten we're in Golus. So the Rebbeinu Shloim sends us a reminder, a very stark reminder, very frightening reminder. Rabbeisa, we're in Golus. Let's not forget we're still in Golus. This is not our Mokoyim. And a fellow comes along with a knife and he stabs, and it's a terrible thing. And they should have a Refu Shleima. So what are we meant to do when we realize we're in Golus? Rebbeinu Shloim. Please, help us. We're in Golus. So some people, Taka, did that. And if we need to work in-house, diplomatically, sometimes behind closed doors, we have to work diplomatically, have meetings, discuss. But to go and shrei, chai, we came out in the streets and make a chil Hashem, that's a giduf, that's being megadif is Hashem. That's absolutely the wrong thing to do. And I'm reminded of two anecdotes, which I think are important to note. Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan Spector, he was walking on Shabbos in the street in Kovna, together with his devoted Gabba, Rabbi Yaakov Lifshitz, and opposite them they see a fellow walking towards them on Shabbos and he's smoking a cigarette. And when he notices the Gros Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan, the Kovna Rav, he quickly puts his cigarette behind his back and he drops it. And Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan walks past and he says, Good Shabbos, Good Shabbos. And after Rabbi Yaakov Lifshitz says to him, Rebbe, are you tochein? You see him being Michal Shabbos, why don't you make him a chor? So Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan says, Ich ken him, I know him. If I tell him off now, I've lost him totally. Sometimes the correct thing diplomatically is not to go and say, Jew hater, or shout at a person. Sometimes the correct thing to do is to work diplomatically. That's always the correct thing to do. I remember when I was in Gates of Yeshiva, so the chief rabbi, Lord Zak Zichron Livrocha, came to Gateshead. Mr. Yossi, you remember we were in yeshiva together. He came to Gateshead, and the Rosh Yeshiva, Avrom Gurwitz, put him in the Mizrach, sat him in the front, the chief rabbi. In yeshiva, there was a few kanoim, more than a few kanoim, and they didn't like the idea. Yeah, they could go hear a shir from Bavrom. Oh, but when he came to Rabbi Avrom Zashkofa, suddenly they had what to say. And they were busy making him a chor. And Rabbi Avrom, gonish gezocht, didn't say anything. To be mechabedim is the chief rabbi. Sometime later, I don't know when it was, chief rabbi published a book, Torah. And there was certain things that were put in the original, which were questionable. And he changed what he'd written, and he corrected what he'd written, which is extremely commendable, that a person should be moide alo emes and say, I made a mistake and I want to change the wording so it shouldn't be misleading. He changed what he'd written, and he republished it without the problematic parts. How come? What happened? What changed? Rabbi Avrom Gurwitz spoke to him. And he was mekabel. The Rabbi Avrom said, this is what I've heard, that imagine if I wouldn't have sat him in the Mizrach. He's a chief rabbi, I have to be mechabit him. If I would have people made mechos, sit him in the Mizrach, that's how you lose a person. If you react with a person in the negative, then he won't hear what you have to say, he will not respect you anymore, and he won't be interested in what you have to say anymore. But if you treat a person with the cover that he deserves, and you act diplomatically, then you have that person's ear. Those are the two anecdotes that I remember. Vidaf a yid, how a yid has to behave in Golus, is not by standing up and shouting, so-and-so is a Jew-hater, and resign. Yaakov Avinu told his children, Loma Tisro, you're in Golus, why do you have to make yourself visible, and that everybody should see that you've got food to eat? There was famine. And you want to go into Mitzrayim, you go in 12 different entrances. You don't go in the same entrance. Lama Tisro, you stay under the radar. And as Chazal say, that when Yodo Shel Esav, when the hand of Esav raises itself with a knife to stab Yidden, Hatzpinu Atzmechen, you should hide yourself, keep yourself below the radar. And as Yaakov Avinu said to Shimon and Levi, Achartem Oisri V'Yoshvei Ha'oretz, you have sullied my name. Anochim Meseimat, we're few. How many are we? When we incite, when we make ourselves heard too loudly, then we forget that we're in Golus. There's a Gevaldike Meiser story that they say that the Maggid came to town. And there was a Poshita Yid, a simple Yid, went to hear the Maggid. And the Maggid spoke about Mashiach coming. Balt Mashiach et kumen. Mashiach et kumen. And met nishtom kent sauce nish from the Tartarn, the Tartars. The Kozakim. Mit nicht oben kann Zorris. Im Irz Hashem, Mashiach hat uns nehmen, gehen mit Mashiach zu Yerushalayim, am mit Ibelosen, de Shepsale, de Kiale, mit de Hindale, mit de Ferd, all set mit de Ibelosen do, and then we won't have to worry anymore that the Tatarn El Ganven and the Shepsale mit de Kiale, we don't have to worry anymore. He went home, and he tells his wife, was geht mit Tom? What should we do? Mashiach geht kommen, et und zemen kann Yerushalayim, und alles hat man davon nibbelosen mit den Tataren, der Schepsale, mit der Kiale, mit der Hindale, mit der Feld. Was geht mit Tom? His wife thinks for a minute and she says, geh sag dem Magid, als er will es gehen mit Mashiachen, soll Mashiachen nehmen die Tataren mit dem zu Yerushalayim, und wir dann bleiben da mit der Kiale, mit der Schepsale, mit der Hindale, und mit der Feld. Baruch Hashem, we've got our house, we've got our cars, we've got our holidays booked, everything's comfortable. Do we really want Mashiach? Do we want Mashiach to come and take it all away from us? Do we want? We can't forget, Rabbi Yisai, that this is not where we belong, we're in Golus. And when we forget it, the Rabbeinu Shalom sends us these messages. And if the messages aren't taken into account, if the messages aren't internalized, the Chas V'Shalom, Yodo Shel Esav is goyre further. The hand of Esav rises and can damage further. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Gemara tells us, Gemara in Shabbos. Yoshvu Rabbi Yehuda ve Rabbi Yosef ve Rabbi Shimon. Ve Yoshav Yehuda ben Geirim Itom. The three were sitting, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon by Yechai. Rabbi Yehuda ben Geir was sitting with them. Posach Rabbi Yehuda ve Omar Rabbi Yehuda says the following. Kamenoi ma'aseyim shulum azu. How beautiful what this nation have built up. Tiknu shvokim. They've made shopping centers, marketplaces. Tiknu gishorim. They built bridges. Tiknu mechatzois, bathhouses. Rabbi Yosi Shosak, Rabbi Yosi kept quiet. Nana Reb Shimon v'Omar, Reb Shimon b'Yechai answered and he said, Kol mashe tiknu lo tiknu ela lo tzerich hatzma. They did it all for themselves. Tiknu shvokim lo oshiv bohem zoinois. The marketplaces, the shopping centers is all for immorality. Mechatzois, le'ad mehem satzmon, the bathhouses because they want to enjoy themselves. Gishorim, the bridges, because they want to take our taxes, they want to take tolls on the bridges. Halach Reb Yehuda ben Geirim. Yehuda ben Geirim went along, and he didn't tell the authorities, but he did tell either his Talmidim, or he told his father or mother, and one person put it on his status, and once it went on one person's status, then people are trigger happy. They don't know how to stop. So they forward it and forward it and forward it, and it's forwarded many times until it reached the Malchus HaRashor. And the rest is history. We know that Rabbi Shimon Baichai ends up in the Ma'ora, he ends up in the cave. And Gemara tells us, Chazal tell us, that when Rabbi Shimon Baichai came out of the cave, he saw Yehuda ben Geirim. The Nosan Boyenov. He looked at him. There's two girsois here. Tosis says there's a girsa that also mimenu galshal atzomois. The Tosis says that can't be the girsa because Yehuda ben Geirim was a choshe, was a great seyid. He was a great seyid. But he says Nosan Boyenov a mace. Nosan Boyenov a mace. Why? Why should Yehuda ben Geirim be subject to such a terrible oynish? Because sometimes when a person is in Golus, he has to understand that he's in Golus. And a person has to be careful with his words, and he has to be careful what he says, and he has to be careful what he passes on. And Arachas Kamer Vekamer Ben Benoy Shel Kal Vechoymer. Not to stand, Barabim, hundreds of people shouting, Jew hater, or saying, resign. That's a person who forgets that he's in Golus. And that, L'choyre, was the chesaron that Yehuda ben Geirim forgot that we're in Golus and how careful we have to be even to say it over to a Talmud or to his father, to his mother, in case the trigger happy bloggers go and spread it further and further. However, we shouldn't think that all ended up for the worst. It's Baruch Hashem, the Rebbein Shloilam always looks after us, he always looks after Klal Yisrael and Avada about after the Tzadikim. We're told that in Sforim HaKadoshim state that Rabbi Shimon ben Chai was a Nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehuda ben Geirim was a Nitzutz of the Mitzri that Moshe Rabbeinu killed. And as Avi, Moshe Rabbeinu had to go into exile because of the Mitzri, so too, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai had to go into Golus because of Yehuda ben Geirim. And the same as Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, Shimon bar Yochai, Nosan by Einov, Yehuda ben Geirim, Vomeis, and he also died. And the same as Moshe Rabbeinu went into Golus in order to be Mashlim himself in a Nevuah and to grow to the great height that he grew, so too, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai also had to go to Golus in order to reach the great heights that he reached. And as the Gemara tells us, that when Reb Pinchas ben Yoir, the son-in-law of Reb Shimon bar Yochai, was tending to his father-in-law's wounds, and he was crying, and the tears, the salty tears, dripped onto the wounds of Reb Shimon bar Yochai and hurt him, and he was pained. And Reb Pinchas ben Yoir said, "Oy li shero yisicho bekach, woe to me that I've seen you in this situation, all because of forgetting that one is in Golus. That's why you've suffered so terribly all these years." But Rav Shimon Yochai said, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesabev Kol Hasibus was Mesabev that Ashrecho Shiri Yisini Bekach. That blessed are you that you see me in this matzav. Why? The Gemara explains. Because before Rav Shimon Yochai was in the Ma'ara, when Rav Shimon Yochai asked the question, is Eidim Rav Pinchas Ben Yoir would give 12 answers. But after progressing in the Ma'ara and grown to such unbelievable great heights, then already Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, when Pinchas Ben Yoyo asked a question, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was able to give double the amount of answers, 24 answers to his question. That was the great gedulo that Reb Shimon Yochai was zoicha to as an outcome of what happened. Nobody can damage another Yid, but it doesn't mean that what Yehuda Ben Gerim did was correct. And Alach's kama v'kama, for those of us who chas v'shonim forget we're in Golus. But ultimately, the Rabbein Shem is mesabev kol hasibus, is mesabev everything for the best. We should always remember that we desire and we want and we yearn and we mitzapa for bias Mashiach tzidkenu. We want to go to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim HaKadosh with Mashiach. We want to leave behind the tartarim and the shepsala and the hindale. We want to leave it all behind, and we should be zoyche mitzvah Hashem to go up with Mashiach tzidkenu. Yerushalayim, Merakuj, Meher, Yomeinu, Amen.
What's the thing with the hundreds, thousands, whatever, rabbis in the Second World War went to the Roosevelt, that wasn't written at the time, went to Washington?
Sometime, yeah. They say, first of all, that was a very respectable. You can't remember, it was 400 rabbis, not 400 rabbis.
Okay.
It wasn't people shouting Jewator.
Yes.
I don't think they were shouting Jewator, and they weren't shouting resign.
Yeah. So
they were pleading that we should help the Jews. It was done in a respectful way.
It was a demonstration. It was a delegation.
That went, yeah. It's a different story. And he didn't want to see them. Yeah. Here we have a prime minister who actually met and he heard what they had to say. And so, Even in Eretz Yisrael, it's a pile of people making a promise. They don't realize.